Chapter 25, Gilgal. We have told you lately about two places where the people of Israel held gatherings for the worship of God. And you will remember their names were Shiloh and Jerusalem. Now we want to look at another place where they used to gather together after they had crossed the River Jordan. Their first camp was made in Gilgal, which was just on the east side of the city of Jericho. When the people passed over Jordan on dry land, the priests stood in the middle of the river, carrying the Ark of God, until all the people had crossed to the other side. God told Joshua to choose 12 men, one out of each of the tribes of Israel, and these were to take up 12 stones out of the river and carry them over to the other side. These stones were then piled up in a heap in Gilgal, to be a witness that the people had passed through the river on dry land. In the days to come, the children of those who had passed over Jordan would see this heap of great stones and ask what they meant. Then their fathers were to tell them of the wonderful way in which the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan, so that the people passed over on dry land. So their children, who had not passed through the river, would believe what their fathers told them, and in this way they would be taught to fear the Lord God of Israel. Or, if they did not so, they would be guilty before the Lord, and his judgments would come upon them. Hence it is said in the Scriptures, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Now the name Gilgal means rolling, and we are told why it was given that name by the children of Israel. They had been 40 years walking through the wilderness on their way to the land of Canaan, and all that time they had not kept the commandment of the Lord that the children should be circumcised. This was a reproach to them. But when they had crossed over Jordan, God told Joshua to attend to this commandment, which they did. So this reproach was rolled away from the people, and the place where it was done was called Gilgal. It was at Gilgal where they fixed their camp, and no doubt the tabernacle would have been set up there, as it always was when they halted on their journeys. There too the people came and offered their sacrifices to the Lord. It was one of the places where Samuel came and judged the people of Israel. It was there that Samuel told Saul to meet him, and he would offer burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord, after which the people chose him to be their king. Then Samuel made him king before the Lord and all the people, and there they sacrificed peace offerings, and all Israel rejoiced greatly. Afterwards, Saul did not wait for Samuel to come to make the offerings at Gilgal, and offered them himself when Samuel still delayed to come, and the Philistines were coming to fight against Israel. This was always Saul's way, as he had not faith to wait the Lord's time, but was in too much haste to act in his own strength. But the Scripture says, "He that believeth shall not make haste." In these things he disobeyed the Lord, who rejected him from being king, and raised up David in his place. As time went on, the people of Israel offered the sacrifices, it is true, at Gilgal. But they had really departed from the Lord and did not seek his help and guidance. So God sent his prophet Amos to them to say, Thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, Seek ye me, and ye shall live, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity. This came to pass some years afterwards, when the 10 tribes of Israel were taken into captivity by the kings of Assyria. Now we must give you the texts. You can read how Joshua pitched the camp of Israel in Gilgal and set up the heap of stones in the 4th chapter of the book of Joshua, and how the reproach was rolled away from Israel in chapter 5. The 10th and 11th chapters of the 1st book of Samuel tell us how Samuel offered burnt offerings and peace offerings at Gilgal and made Saul king, while the 13th and 15th chapters show that Saul did not wait for Samuel as he ought to have done. The judgments of God against Gilgal are foretold in the prophecy of Amos, chapter 5.